The Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. The Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread were to take place in 2 days' time. So the chief priests and the scribes were seeking a way to arrest him by treachery and put him to death. They said,
"Not during the festival, for fear that there may be a riot."
When he was in Bethany, reclining at table in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of perfumed oil, costly, genuine, sprinkled. She broke the alabaster jar and poured it on his head. And then there was some who were indignant.
"Why has there been this waste of perfumed oil? It could have been sold for more than 300 days' wages and the money given to the poor."
They were infuriated with her. Jesus said,
"Let her alone. Why do you make trouble for her? She has done a good thing for me. The poor you will always have with you, and whenever you wish, you can do good to them. But you always have me. She has done what she could. She has anticipated anointing my body for burial. Amen, I say to you, wherever the gospel is proclaimed to the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her."
Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went off to the chief priests to hand him over to them. And when they heard him, they were pleased and promised to pay him money. Then he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Paschal Lamb, his disciples said to him,
"Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?"
He sent two of his disciples and said to them,
"Go into the city and a man will meet you carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there."
The disciples then went off, entered the city, and found it just as they told him. And they prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he came to the 12, and they reclined at table and were eating. And Jesus said,
"Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me. One who is eating with me."
They began to be distressed and to say to him, one by one,
"Surely it is not I."
He said to them,
"One of the 12, the one who dips with me into this dish. For the Son of Man indeed goes, as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born."
While they were eating, he took bread, said a blessing, broke it, and gave it to them and said,
"Take it, this is my body."
Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them. And they all drank from it. And he said to them,
"This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for you. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God."
Then after singing a hymn, they went out to Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them,
"All of you will have your faith shaken, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be dispersed.' But after I have been raised up, I shall go before you to Galilee.
Peter said to him,
even though all should have their faith shaken, mine will not be.
Then Jesus said to him,
amen, I say to you, this very night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times.
But he vehemently replied,
even though I should have to die with you, I will not deny you.
And they all spoke similarly. Then they came to the place called Gethsemane, and he said to the disciples,
sit here while I pray.
He took with him Peter, James, and John, and began to be troubled and distressed. Then he said to them,
my soul is sorrowful even to death. Remain here and keep watch.
He advanced a little and fell to the ground and prayed, what if it was possible the hour might pass him by? He said,
Abba, Father, all things are possible to you. Take this cup away from me, but not what I will, but what you will.
Then he returned and he found them asleep. And he said to Peter,
Simon, are you asleep? Could you not keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not undergo the test. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Withdrawing again, he prayed, saying the same thing. Then he returned once more and found them asleep, for they could not keep their eyes open. He did not know what to answer them. He returned a third time and said to them,
are you still sleeping and taking your rest? It is enough. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is to be handed over to sinners. Get up, let us go. See, my betrayer is at hand.
Then, while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived, accompanied by a crowd with swords and clubs, who had come from the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders. His betrayer had arranged a signal with them, saying,
the man I shall kiss is the one. Arrest him and lead him away securely.
He came immediately and went up to him and said, and he kissed him, and then he laid hands on him and arrested him. One of the bystanders drew his sword, struck the high priest's servants, and cut off his ear. Jesus said to them in reply,
have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs and seize me? Day after day I was with you teaching in the temple area, yet you did not arrest me, but that ye scriptures may be fulfilled.
And they all left him and fled. Now a young man followed him, wearing nothing but a loincloth on his body, and they seized him, but he left the cloth behind and ran off naked. They led Jesus away to the high priest, and all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes came together. Peter followed him at a distance in the high priest's courtyard and was seated on the ground with the guards, warming himself by the fire. The chief priests and the entire Sanhedrin kept trying to obtain testimony against Jesus in order to put him to death, but they found none. Many gave false witness against him, but their testimony did not agree. Some took a stand and testified falsely against him, alleging,
we heard him say, I will destroy this temple made with hands, and within 3 days I will build another not made with hands.
Even so, their testimony did not agree, and the high priest rose the assembly and questioned Jesus, saying,
have you no answer? What are these men testifying against?
But he went silent and answered nothing. Again, the high priest asked him and said to him,
are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?
Then Jesus answered,
I am. And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven.
At that, the high priest tore his garments and said,
What further need have we of witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?
Pilate said to them, They all condemned him as deserving to die. Some began to spit on him. They blindfolded him and struck him and said to him,
Prophesy!
And the guards greeted him with blows while Peter was below in the courtyard. And one of the high priest's maids came along. Seeing Peter warming himself, she looked intently at him and said,
You too are with the Nazarene Jesus.
But he denied it, saying,
I neither know nor understand what you are talking about.
So he went out to the courtyard. And then a cock crowed, and the maids saw him and began to ask him to say to the bystanders,
This man is one of them.
Once again, he denied it. A little later, a bystander said to Peter once more,
Surely you are one of them, for you too are a Galilean.
He began to curse and swear,
I do not know this man about whom you are talking.
And immediately, a cock crowed a second time. Then Peter remembered the word that Jesus had said to him, Before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times. He broke down and wept. As soon as morning came, the chief priests and elders and the scribes, that is, the whole Sanhedrin, held a council and bound Jesus and led him away, handed him over to Pilate. Pilate questioned him.
Are you the king of the Jews?
He said to them in reply,
You say yes, so.
The chief priest accused him of many things. Again, Pilate answered, questioned him.
Have you no answer? See how many things they accuse you of.
Jesus gave him no more answers, so that Pilate was amazed. Now, on the occasion of the feast, he used to release them one prisoner who they requested. A man called Barabbas was then in prison, along with the rebels who had committed murder in the rebellion. The crowd came forward and began to ask him to do for them as he had accustomed. Pilate answered,
Do you want me to release you, the king of the Jews?
For he knew that this was out of envy, and the chief priests had handed him over. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd and to have him released Barabbas for them instead. And Pilate again said to them in reply,
Then what do you want me to do with the man you call the king of the Jews?
And they shouted,
Crucify him!
And Peter said to them,
Why? What evil has he done?
And they shouted louder,
Crucify him!
So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas to them. And after he had Jesus scourged, handed him over to be crucified. The soldiers led him away inside the palace, that is, the Praetorium, and the assembled whole cohort. They clothed him in purple and waving crown of thorns, placed it on him, and began to salute him with,
Hail, King of the Jews!
And kept striking and beating him with reeds and spitting upon him. And they knelt before him in homage, and they mocked him, and they stripped him of his purple cloak and dressed him in his own clothes and led him out to be crucified. They pressed into service a passerby, Simon, a Cyrenian, who was coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross. They brought him to the place called Golgotha, which translated means the place of the skull. And they gave him wine drugged with myrrh, and he did not take it. Then they crucified him and divided his garments by casting lots for them to see what each one would take. It was 9 o'clock in the morning, and they had crucified him, And the inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And with him, two crucified revolutionaries, one on the right and one on the left. Those passing by reveled him, shaking their heads and saying,
"Aha, you who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself by coming down from the cross."
Likewise, the chief priests with the scribes mocked him again among themselves and said,
"He saved others, he cannot save himself. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that we may see and believe."
Those who were crucified with him also kept abusing him. At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. And it was 3:00, and Jesus cried out in a loud voice,
"Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani,"
which is translated,
my God, why have you forsaken me?"
Some of the bystanders heard it and said,
"Look, he is calling Elijah."
One of them ran, soaked a sponge with wine, and put it on a reed, and gave it to him to drink, saying,
"Wait, let us see if Elijah comes to take him down."
Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. The veil of the sanctuary was torn in two from top to bottom. When the centurion who stood facing him saw how he breathed his last, he said,
"Truly, this man was the Son of God."
There were also women looking from a distance, among them Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of the younger James and John, and Salome, and those women who followed him when he was in Galilee and ministered to him. And there were also many other women who came up from with him to Jerusalem. And when they had already evening, when it was already evening, since it was the day of preparation and the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a distinguished member of the council, who was also awaiting the kingdom of God, came and courageously went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate was amazed that he was already dead. He summoned the centurion and asked if Jesus had already died. And when he learned of it from the centurion, he gave the body to Joseph. Having brought the linen cloth, he took him down, wrapped him in the linen cloth, and laid him in a tomb that had been hewn out of rock, and then rolled the stone against the tomb. Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of Joseph, watched as they laid. The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all.
Good evening, Father.
Today we celebrate the Palm Sunday or the Passion Sunday. Palm Sunday emphasizes glory and victory of Jesus, and Passion Sunday emphasizes suffering and death of Jesus. On this Palm Sunday, Jesus' glory and his sufferings are remembered. It is the story of the fecklessness of the crowd that we hear shout Hosanna today and crucify him on Good Friday. It is a story in which agony and ecstasy are combined. It is a story full of contradiction. The people who believed that Jesus is Messiah says today, Hosanna. On Good Friday, people who do not believe Jesus as Messiah or Son of God says, crucify him. Here, at the end of Jesus' life on earth, the people are divided into two groups. Those who believed that Jesus is the promised Messiah, and those who do not believe that Jesus is Son of God or Messiah.
So the group who believed today says, Hosanna, we expected you. You are here. They are happy. And those who do not believe in Jesus, they will say on Good Friday, kill him. He is not the promised Messiah. So that is what happened. And that is what we heard in today's readings. The reading speaks the glorious of Jesus and the sorrow of Jesus, the joy of Jesus and the sufferings of Jesus. This is what we heard in today's readings. The central message in the gospel narration gives us double message. The first message is, Jesus was the Messiah awaited by the people of Israel. Everyone, all the people of Israel, there is no division at the time. All the people of Israel, people were waiting for the Messiah. So, through his life, Jesus proclaimed that he is the Messiah. You expected, I am here for you. To prove that he is Messiah, he gives the best example. Before raising Lazarus, we know how Jesus prayed. Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. But because of this crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Jesus is praying to his Father. People are watching. Why he did that? Because by seeing Jesus praying to his Father, these people must believe that he is the Son of God and he is the promised Messiah. That's why when people are watching, Jesus prayed to his Father. The time had now come to proclaim the news to everyone. Yes, he was the Messiah, the Savior of the world. The purpose of his coming was to save all men through his passion and death. And even the crowd acclaimed Jesus with the words, Hosanna to the Son of David, and blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And they honor him as their long-awaited Messiah and King on this Palm Sunday. The second point is, Jesus was the Messiah announced by the prophets. It was not one, but hundreds of prophecies. Every single promise God had made to man, that was fulfilled in Christ. The purpose of Jesus' coming is not only to save mankind from sin and give eternal life. He also came to fulfill all the promises that God made through the prophets to his people. So, in the mind of people, those who believed, as I said, Jesus is the long-awaited Messiah, he would soon display his power. He will soon drive away the Romans and re-establish the kingdom of David. This is the strong faith they had in Messiah. He must be like a great king, not like other kings. He must be a great warrior. He must defeat everyone and he must bring back the kingdom of David. That is the greatest expectation of every Jewish people before Jesus came among them. But in the mind of Jesus, past, present, and the future were one. He was determined to complete the salvation of the world, no matter the cost. Jesus wished everyone to receive his salvation. So Jesus accepted the acclamation of the people because they offered sincerely. Today, we begin Holy Week. Last days for us in the season of Lent. Greatest week. In this Holy Week, let us begin to focus intently on the heart of the mystery of salvation. Mainly in this Holy Week, meditate on the sufferings of Jesus. How Jesus brought a mystery of salvation to all of us. Through the sufferings of Jesus, we are saved, and the mystery of salvation came to us. That is what we need to meditate in these last days, in this Holy Week. So, it is a mystery of dying and rising. We need to meditate. It is a mystery of dying and rising. The mystery of humiliation and exaltation. The mystery of suffering and glorification. The mystery of death in order to live eternally. The mystery of defeat, which is crowned with victory. This is the mystery of Jesus, and it is who we need to meditate on this Holy Week. Indeed, during the last week of his ministry on earth, the Lord Jesus was recognized as the promised Messiah and proclaimed as King by many of the Jewish people who had known him and who seen the power of God manifested through him. That is why people shouted, Hosanna. During the ministry of Jesus, people were watching him. Who is he? What is he doing? How he is proclaiming the word of God? How powerful is proclamation? How he is able to do this kind of miracles? They all watched and believed that Jesus is the promised Messiah. That's why on the last days of Jesus, they proclaimed Hosanna. Hosanna means, save, we pray. Save, we pray. The crowd was asking to be saved from the oppression. Save us, Messiah. Hosanna to you. Save us from all the oppression of other people. So, in our time, these days of ours, all these things happen when Jewish people are alive. But Jesus is not among us with the body and soul. He is not alive and living among us like those days. But we must shout Hosanna, saying to Jesus, thank you, Jesus, for saving me from my sins by dying on the cross. Though Jesus is not with body, but we must say Hosanna. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me eternal life in your heavenly kingdom. Already he has given us heavenly kingdom. He prepared for us. At the time of Jewish people, it was proclaimed, he will give you the heavenly kingdom. Now already the heavenly kingdom is prepared for every one of us. So Jesus, the Son of God, came down from heaven to save and to give eternal life for everyone. Jesus came first to the Jewish people. Some believed, some did not, as I said. Those who believed, they said, Hosanna, you are our king. Those Jews who did not believe in Jesus, they said, crucify him. Now we are in the time of where Jesus saved us, redeemed us for our sins, and ready to give us eternal life. So, Jesus prepared everything for us. Everything is ready. It is we who need to believe in Jesus, who need to enter into his eternal life. So, Holy Week starts with the Palm Sunday. In this Holy Week, let us keep on asking Jesus time and again, Lord, what do you want from me? You have given us everything what you had. Now, what do you want from me? Let us give joyfully whatever he asks from us and become children of his heavenly kingdom.